The free guide to healing all four core wounds is available once again, bestie. This is a 10-page ebook that gives you specific affirmations and clear steps to repairing all four wounds: abandonment, guilt, trust, and neglect. Once you download this, it's already your secret weapon that can help you shift out of survival and into thriving in your best life. See why over 5,000 besties have already downloaded it. Get your free copy by visiting buygloriazhang.com/guide or click the link in the show notes for easy access. I hope you love using it as much as I love creating it for you. You're listening to the Inner Child Podcast. When the person you love chooses somebody else, that pain hurts like nothing else in this world. And so why does it feel like you've lost and the other woman won? Now, I felt like making an episode about this because there was a beautiful discussion inside the Soulmate student community. It's like a online community where we can discuss things that come up during the program. And there was one student who was so bravely vulnerable in sharing that she was rejected by someone that she thought they were getting along really well. And it was so confusing. And she felt so betrayed, and she couldn't help but feel like somehow she had lost and the other person won. And of course, all of the students came to support her and give her all this great advice. I barely had to step in at all. And so in this episode, we're going to help you understand this kind of heartbreak and how to reframe the situation into a winning one so that you can understand how you actually dodged a bullet and to feel confident about yourself again, right after this intro. Hi, I'm Gloria Zhang, and after 10 years of struggling in toxic relationships, I attracted the love of my life by healing my inner child. This podcast is your weekly dose of my expertise as a therapist and dating relationship coach for high achievers. Learn tips to overcome low self-worth, emotional baggage, and childhood trauma so that you too can step into your power and attract the love you desire. Welcome to the Inner Child Podcast. Hello, my besties, and welcome back to another episode on the Inner Child Podcast. This is a tough one, and it's so universal because the irony is every time we are rejected for someone else, we feel so alone. We feel like we're the only person in the world when actually everybody has gone through something similar. So I want to help you feel not as alone. And as I mentioned, this was inspired by this beautiful long thread discussion inside our student community group where we really helped this incredible person reframe the situation and realize that it's the other person's loss, really. Oh, but first I wanted to update you guys about the brand new free workshop that we have coming out on Valentine's Day. This is the new and improved free workshop that I have created for you guys. For those of you who feel like your unhealed trauma is robbing you of the relationship that you really, really desire, this is for people who kind of end up in situationships or relationships where you're not respected or seen or loved, or you look to romantic partners to fill this emptiness that was left inside you, filling that void that your parents should have filled when you were a kid. Or if you tend to get really, really triggered in relationships and you sabotage them left, right, and center. I designed this workshop for you. So the brand new link is up. If you want to claim your spot for Valentine's Day, if you register for free before the end of this month, you will automatically get upgraded to VIP. And in VIP, you will be invited to a bonus live Q&A with myself and a lovely group of folks, including yourself, where you can ask me anything you want after the workshop about inner child healing, about healthy relationships, about, I don't know, what cereal I eat in the morning, anything that you want. And so that's if you register before the end of the month, and it's free. So we've updated the website. You're just going to head on to gethealthylove.com. That's just gethealthylove.com. Link is in the show notes below to sign up for the Valentine's Day release of the new workshop. If you cannot make it live, that's okay. Still register. You'll just be able to access the replay afterwards. Okay? So with that being said, let's jump back to today's topic, being rejected for someone else. One of the earlier stories I've told at the start of the podcast was about that over 1 year long situationship I had. And this was someone who told me over and over again that he just wasn't a relationship guy, and I ignored it. I almost took it as a challenge. And the thing is, when you're not in a good match, but you're desperately trying to please the other person because it's coming from that wounding, right? Your brain starts to create reasons of why you're the perfect fit. Just absolutely ridiculous things. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever felt this before, but I recall saying things to myself like, well, we both take pickles off our burger, therefore we're soulmates, right? Or, oh, you know, we both happen to listen to this artist. Oh, we were meant to be. So, you know, none of these things have anything to do with whether someone's a great fit for you or not. Just totally trivial things. Your brain will try to pick out and look for anything that you have in common to rationalize your behavior. And as I said to you guys, immediately after finally turning me down, the next week he was in an actual relationship with another woman, right? And I was absolutely devastated, especially because he told me he wasn't a relationship guy. And it created this narrative in my head that somehow this other woman was better than I was because she changed him and she had something that I didn't, right? That won him over and made him change his ways. I so believed that for such a long time, and it just killed my self-esteem. I was so afraid, and it just brought up all of this old wounding about not being enough or not doing enough or, you know, not looking a certain way. When in reality, we just weren't a good match, and he was trying to rationalize it by thinking he wasn't a relationship guy, but we just weren't a match. So I'm just sharing this to show you that I do know where this feeling comes from of being passed over for someone else. And as someone who has survived this many times, I'm going to share 3 tips for you. If you are currently going through this, or maybe you're supporting somebody who is going through this, the first tip I have for you is to give your permission to feel and release that rage and resentment. What you feel is not bad or wrong. They're very valid emotions, and it makes sense of why you feel that way. And you don't have to repress or hide those feelings. You are allowed and you must find a way to express them. Whether it's through music or journaling or crying or talking to a therapist or sharing inside a community, sharing with someone that you really trust. Don't push those feelings away. All right. And the reason I'm saying this is if you don't allow yourself to feel it, those feelings are going to bottle up and you're going to turn into this very bitter, resentful person. I've been there, right? I have been that jaded, eye-rolling bitch, you know? And I didn't like being her, right? It didn't feel good to feel so angry all the time. And not in the sense that it was bad to feel angry, but the anger was masking all of the sadness and grief that I hadn't allowed myself to process yet. So you have permission to feel. Step number 2 is that we really need to shift this belief that people choose partners who are better or worse. Sometimes people think that's what's going on, but this is really old programming. Right? Nobody is better or worse. We don't choose people who are inherently good or bad. We gravitate towards people who are an energetic match for us. In the story I mentioned at the beginning about my student, the guy that she was talking about was like kind of a shady guy, right? Like he was kind of sneaky, and the other woman he chose was like also, you know, kind of that sort of vibe. And our students helped her to see that he chose someone who matched him energetically. They can both be sneaky together. And honestly, if you have some distance, you will always be able to look back and see, oh boy, there's no way that could have worked, right? This student was working so hard at working towards something that was better. She was looking for healthy. She was looking for honest. And at that time, maybe didn't realize that she was trying to force this dishonest guy into being someone who was honest. And that just wasn't him. And so he didn't choose this other woman because she was better. She chose that other woman because that's what was comfortable for him, right? They were both shady characters and they vibed on that. And so that's a match. And thank God it didn't work out because that would have been a horrible relationship, right? That's not the kind of relationship I would want my student to be in. And in the moment, I know it's so hard to see, but you have to trust that over time, it is true, right? Because deep down, we know that it's true. And if you have all of this old conditioning that I am bad or I'm not good enough, it's a lot of work for us to do to work against that. It's almost like working against a current, right? At the beginning, it's really, really hard to continuously reframe and work against this current that's been driving us one direction our whole lives. And that's the challenging part of this work. But over time, as you continue to reframe it again, and a third time, and a fourth time, and a fifth time, it gets easier and easier. Just like learning how to ride a bike. What was the quote? Fall down 7 times, get up 8, right? Something like that. You just gotta keep trying. Reminding myself, I am enough. I am enough. I am calling in somebody who is a great energetic match for me. And if this person is not it, thank God it didn't work out. Thank God it didn't develop into something that would be a lot harder to get out of in the future. And that takes me to point number 3, that the universe, and we're going to go a little bit woo-woo here, the universe will literally push you out of things that are out of alignment with you. It will push you out of things that don't align. And it makes perfect sense. Because think about where you're going. Besties, where we are all going, you and I, yes, you listening to this podcast, we are all about thriving and peace and stability and healing, right? That's the direction that we're heading. And you've made that intention to the universe, right? You've put it out there. And if that's the place that we're going, the guy that you were hung up about has no place in this big vision in the future, right? He doesn't belong in that big vision. And in this example, I'm talking about the guy in my student's story, right? She is moving on and upwards and growing and thriving. You know, he doesn't belong there because he was not somebody who was willing to work on himself, right? And so, of course, the universe is going to remove this from your life. And sometimes we're the one that's getting in our own way, right? We will literally cling on to things that are trying to escape. It's like we're fighting the universe. The universe is saying, no, 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 here's the gut feeling, right? This is not the right match. And then we're the ones that are making it hard for ourselves. You know, we stay in a job a little bit longer than we should. We stay in that relationship a little bit longer than we should. We have a gut feeling that we should set a boundary, but then we don't. And so once you've processed the emotions and felt the feelings and worked on your narrative, and you realize that the universe is just removing things from your life that aren't supporting the direction that you're going, then it's like, oh, thank you. Thank you for getting rid of this person, right? For moving that person out of my path. Thank you for that rejection. You know, rejection is just redirection, right? Thank you for the thing that didn't work out, which opened my eyes to all the reasons why it was wrong for me. Thank you, universe, for helping me. Thank you, universe, for keeping me accountable and supporting this bigger vision that I have. Thank you, universe, for showing me what doesn't belong so that I can continue on this journey that is actually meant for me. Thank you for removing the wrong person so that I can be one step closer towards the right person. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's the place of gratitude that you can eventually get to. And if you just stick it out, you will be so glad you did, so glad that you did, right? Think about all of the past experiences in your life where at the moment, it was the most painful, dreaded thing, and you thought you wouldn't be able to take how painful it was. But now that you have some distance, in hindsight, you can look back and think, oh my goodness, like, I'm so glad that thing didn't work out, because look at where I am now. Every time I've had a failure, I'm not a special person, guys. Like, I just want to say, I'm just a normal person, right? Maybe just a very stubborn person. I have this characteristic where I'm just willing to try things over and over and over, right? 100 times, 1,000 times, I will keep trying until I find some headway. And that's all there is to it, right? Anyone can do this. Every job that hasn't worked out has led to something better. Losing jobs led me to start this business. This wouldn't have happened if the previous jobs didn't work out. Losing relationships, being passed over for someone else, if that never happened, I wouldn't have met Andrew, right? The love of my life. Those lessons turned into experiences and ultimately made me realize that someone else's choice doesn't dictate my self-worth. Right? If that person's going to choose someone else for the job or for the friendship or the partnership, it really has nothing to do with me and my worth, right? They decided that this wasn't the right fit, and it doesn't have to mean anything deeper than that. I am still okay. And I can trust that even if I've experienced a few or even a lot of rejections, there's still going to be that right opportunity, that right person waiting for me. I just got to get up and keep trying. And that's it for today. I hope this was helpful. Give me some love on the podcast or the episode if you found this helpful as well, or send it to a friend. And of course, let me know if this struck a chord or this helped you realize something. I know the pain. I know what it's like to go through this. And you've got this. You have support. You have people that can understand you. And since we're on the topic of healthy relationships, we're going to be diving way deeper into this stuff inside that free workshop on Valentine's Day. So please go make sure to sign up, get registered for free so that you can qualify for the free VIP upgrade. And if you are feeling generous and the podcast has helped you over the years or over the months, we will actually send you the free Inner Child Starter Kit if you write a 5-star review and take a screenshot and send it to support@bygloriazhang.com. It's in the show notes as well. It's just my way of saying thank you. You know, every time you guys leave a 5-star review or write a little review, it seems like such a small action, but it actually helps me so much. It helps me boost my listenership. And it helps this podcast reach more people that could need the help. And so I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. If you do decide to do that, no pressure, of course. And I hope you have a beautiful day and an abundant life. And I'll see you guys in next week's episode. Bye for now. Is your trauma robbing you of the extraordinary relationship you could be having? Bestie, tell me if this sounds like you. Maybe you wind up in situationships where you don't feel loved, seen, or respected, and you let people walk all over you. Or maybe you feel so triggered with the fear of getting hurt that you end up pushing the other person away and sabotage your relationships. Or maybe you stay up all night in bed wondering, why do I struggle so much with the bare basics in love while my friends are out there having amazing relationships without breaking a sweat? My love, it's not your fault. You are not broken. You just have inner child wounds. If anyone understands, it's probably me. 200 first dates later and 12 bad relationships, I finally cracked the code on what it really takes to go from being insecurely attached to attracting and maintaining a thriving, passionate, and secure relationship. So if you want to succeed in love, I've put together a free 60-minute workshop that gives you my 3-step formula to breaking toxic patterns for good. Just go to gethealthylove.com. That's gethealthylove.com. In this workshop, you'll learn how to never sabotage a relationship again, even if you have anxiety. And you'll learn how to get the secure relationship you want with the person who wants to commit to you. So if you're falling into the same patterns over and over, then you need to be at this workshop. To get instant access, go to gethealthylove.com. That's gethealthylove.com, or click on the link in the show notes. Life is hard enough, besties. Love doesn't have to be. If you love this episode, please hit subscribe and give us a 5-star review. It really helps me a lot, so thank you. To join the community and get your daily dose of inner child tips, follow me on Instagram and social media at @ByGloriaZhang or visit ByGloriaZhang.com. If you're a high achiever or entrepreneur who wants to work with me, message me the words high achiever and I'll get in touch. Thanks, bestie. See you in the next one.